Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With the days heating up, a walk in the garden is just the thing to bring relief to your soul. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to get your tickets. Take your mask, fill your reusable water bottle, and come take a walk with Mother Nature. Now that the blush of spring is past and the days are heating up, thoughts turn to gardening with less effort and less water. There are many examples of drought-tolerant plants in the area just in front of the garden entrance. One of the most dramatic and interesting of these is the tree aloe, a majestic accent plant that graces the front garden. Tree aloes come in both branching and non-branching types and are native to South America. The tree aloes in the front parking garden are the branching type. We'll see an example of a non-branching tree aloe in the cactus garden inside. As we head in to check out some of the other aloes, a quick peek into the dahlia garden to our right is in order. New blooms this week are the lovely pink with yellow center Park Princess Dahlia and the perky button-sized red and yellow Kasahagi Dahlia. This is a long-lasting bloom, often cut and used in indoor arrangements. As you leave the dahlia garden and head towards the cactus area, you'll walk through the volunteer beds. Take a look at the simple beauty of the salmon pink flowering geranium intermixed with the deep blue flowering salvia. These plants require little more care than a simple pruning every now and again and will give season after season of enjoyment. Heading dead ahead takes you into the cactus garden. If you wander to your left along the front side and then to the right along the bottom of the area, you'll see another dramatic example of a tree aloe. This time it's Aloe Africana and is a non-branching tree aloe. Don't be fooled by the name aloe. While there are about 250 species of aloe, only a few are grown for their medicinal uses. Continuing into the aloe garden along your right side is a wonderful example of Aloe segundiflora and Aloe goldilocks. Both are in bloom right now, but neither are medicinal. Across from the Aloe goldilocks is a beautiful example of ornamental Hawaiian ginger. Growing in the partial shade of an olive tree, the ginger has an exotic yellow bloom and is native to Hawaii, where it grows well in the moist, warm climate. If you are looking for a longer walk and maybe some shade, head along Tram Road to where it intersects with Alpine Lane. As you turn left onto Alpine Lane, you're treated to a walk past a carpet of Uruguayan firecracker plants, also on your left. They are a favorite with butterflies. Then the juniper garden will be in the area on your right. The juniper garden is not only junipers, but has a sampling of pine and cedar trees, too. These plants don't have blooms to show off, but they do add interesting form and wonderful texture to the garden. The weeping Rocky Mountain junipers at the beginning of the walk are gracefully exotic and appear to be hanging on the air. If you take a walk down Yarrow Trail, you'll come across a fabulous stand of Rose of Sharon in full bloom. It's actually two different Rose of Sharon plants intermingled. One has a pure white blossom, while the other is a white bloom with a deep red center. As you walk, keep a lookout for the many naked lady lilies splashing their pink blooms around the junipers and under the pine trees. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.